You're looking in good shape. You can press on along the traverse over to Sharp Crater.
Okay. And what you take? Well, you already got a snapshot of this, did you? Wait. Sharp Crater. It's funny, you're located.
Hey, tell me your position. That's about 400 feet southwest.
Okay.
don't know what to set it on, 74, I guess. I'm not that far away.
Well, the rim is soft, Jerry, and
there is quite a bit softer than the others. But look at the radial spray pattern.
I guess I'm supposed to drive a what? Double torque here, sir?
That's what that baby up.
Look at that.
Skip. We got a big trench.
Al, we'd like to get the trench by the apple there, and you can hold off on that double core two until you get over the halo crater.
Okay, good.
Now we're supposed to look left for Copernican range here, too.
Just that there's no way to tell a difference contact-wise.
Yeah.
There's no way. Now this one is fresh enough so that you can see, like you say, some of the rays. But any crater older than this, there doesn't appear to be any way to tell the material from inside the crater from that that was there when, right on the surface before the crater was formed. There's no differentiation at all.
Let's see, which sample do you want there?
Well, we're looking for the trench site sample. That includes the environmental sample, a trench, and the gas analysis you could put in there, too.
Okay, we'll do the whole smash here for you.
You want it right in the crater rim?
That's what it says.
That's affirmative. That's the easiest place to do it. And you can get that one core tube down at the bottom of the trench.
Okay. Okay, Pete, before you do that, you're going to have to lift this up so that I can take the sample out.
81, KB, right with you.
Okay. You going to do it right there?
Okay. Lift it up, and I'm reaching to grab. This will be the one for the soil here.
But one thing I've noticed, you've been carrying the tools, and although you're gloved, you don't feel any of the temperature here. That's got nice and bright, but it's nice and cool in here, except when you're carrying something metal, like the hand tool carrier, or the shovel or something. Then your hand starts to get warm.
It's good to get out of the
air. Yeah,
let me just slide a little bit.
Okay, let me slide that over here. Okay, we need some more.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
There.
That's the game.
Wait a minute.
That's the game.
Yeah, a lot of hands on it that way.
Well, you still need some more.
Yeah, one more screen better do it, though.
Oh, that's a thought.
Watch your stuff, you're getting close to the crater.
You're about 10% in there.
No, no.
Want to do one more?
That's it.
Okay.
One more and you'll make it.
Anything holding it together. It takes me back to my childhood when I just, you know, you wanted to fling things in every direction.
Okay, that's it.
That's cool.
You know, let me put the lid on.
I'm sorry, but I just have to put 32.
Okay.
Can I help you with that? Wait, wait, wait.
Yeah, why don't you?
I'll hold this and get the lid.
sample from the end, from the bottom, and also the gas analysis sample.
One Nomen and my shovel.
Is your shovel?